Calendar is making plans to keep the town's water crystal clear. This past August, there was about a two-week period where some residents experienced discolored water. Nobody wants that, and Calendar counselors heard as much from many affected neighbors. Manganese is the culprit, a mineral that naturally resides within the source water, Calendar Bay, Lake Nipissing, and when this mineral gets into the system, discoloration occurs. C. Calendar continues to work toward clear water. It's a natural mineral. Whatever the lake gives you is what we have to deal with, summarized Paul Dierda, of the Ontario Clean Water Agency, OCWA, which oversees Calendar's water treatment plant. Dierda presented to council this past Tuesday night to offer some solutions to deal with the issue. His purpose was to provide a breakdown of what the water and sewage treatment plants will need over the next few years, so that council can take these into account while preparing the budget. For water treatment, Dierda suggested putting aside $81,500 in the 2024 budget, and $75,000 for sewage. This would include pump upgrades, a new elevated storage tank, and upgraded testing equipment. As far as reducing manganese, council is considering a trial run of adding potassium permanganate during peak manganese times, usually in summer's hottest days, when the lake turns over. Adding potassium to the mix reduces manganese, but comes in at around $25,000, which is included in the $81,500 budget suggestion. It won't completely eliminate the manganese but will offer a significant benefit to the treatment process overall. Council will take that into consideration. Another idea Dierda offered was to swab some of the older pipes in town. You send a thick sponge-like swab, about the same diameter as the pipe, into an older pipe and use water pressure to send it through. Think of it as a scrubbing rather than a rinsing, Dierda offered. Flushing the pipes help remove the settled manganese in the pipes, but these swaps provide a better cleaning, they scour the pipe walls. It can really improve the quality of water in those pipes, and increase flow. It usually takes a few swabs pushed through to finish the job. Main Street, part of Lansdowne, High Street and King Street are all possible candidates for a good swabbing. How much is a good swabbing going for these days? Dierda estimates the work would ring in at around $22,000, council is considering. C. Everything you wanted to know about Calendar's sewage lagoons. Another suggestion was to replace a generator used for wastewater treatment. Known as the Green Beast, by those who deal with it, the machine is notorious for breakdowns and loathed for its eardrum-blasting clangor while operating. A very old and unreliable generator, the Green Beast is, and very prone to failure. Not only that, but due to the beast's age, it is very difficult to find parts. The cost to add a new beast to the municipality's mechanical menagerie? Dierda suggested council budget $75,000. Council received the information and will take all of Dierda's points into consideration as they continue to work on the 2024 budget. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.